Hello and welcome to another daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I am your president and your corrupt financial officer and your host. Boy, I don't even know where to start today. Looking at the agenda, I see that there's lots of important things to talk about today. However, the most important thing I just saw on television. That's right, I was just watching television and I saw a commercial and I was unimpressed. And then there was a bumper for another show. And oh, it was so much drama and there was so much audience applause and there was so much tears and glitz and shiny stuff. And the good news is, or the bad news, if your IQ is less than 80, American Idol is finally coming to an end. That's right, American Idol is finally going to be over. You know, personally, I'm shocked, not because it's ending, but because I thought it ended years ago, if not decades. Yeah, I was watching the commercial, and what is this, the 16th season? My God, the original show didn't even last that long. Yes, that's right, American Idol is not an original show. It is only the American version of a British show entitled Pop Idol. And I don't think that show lasted more than 8 or 9 seasons. But look at American Idol. You wouldn't believe how long that's gone on. When I sit back and look at the decade and a half plus of American Idol, all I can do is just snicker and laugh at all the people who got conned. And I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad for any of the finalists or any of the winners who got recording contracts. And look how famous they are now. Yeah, not a single one even has any work. But I'm an American Idol. I won American Idol, and therefore I'm an idol and I should be famous. Well, yeah, and you're not, because that whole thing was just a major cash grab by two guys named Simon. And the truth of the matter is, to reap fame, fortune, and everything else that everybody seems to be after in this country, the truth of the matter is, you need something different. What you need is called talent. And if you'd like to acquire some talent, pick up a musical instrument and learn to play it. It's just that easy. I make it sound easy, don't I? It's because it is easy. What else have I seen on TV recently? Oh yes, there's a commercial running currently for a new movie entitled Krampus. And I'm glad that Krampus is kind of coming back into fashion. For the last 3 or 4 years, I've been seeing references to the Krampus in various shows and other media. And now it looks like it may have come to a head. I think this might also count as the first Christmas movie of the season. And look, we're only, what, 6 weeks out? Yeah, happy holidays, it's Christmas already. Boy, it seems like it was just Veterans Day. Boy, it just seems like it was just Halloween. Wow. And I don't even remember Thanksgiving happening yet, but boy, it's already Christmas. Merry Christmas, all you Christians. And look what cafeteria Christianity has turned into. Nothing but let's buy stuff in the name of Jesus. WWJB, that's right. I said whiskey, Juliet Bravo. What would Jesus buy? I can just picture Jesus now, walking through the malls with his credit cards, wondering which store to go in to buy what thing for what person, because, let's just face it, if people aren't buying things for you, you are unloved. If you are not buying things for other people, you are insignificant. if you do not buy more things in the name of Jesus Christ and God in heaven, you are a bad Christian and you will go to hell. Hello. Oh, I'm sure I'm going to hell, and when I get there, the hellish equivalent of St. Peter will be standing there in front of the gates, and he will tell me, you know what? You know why you're here? I don't know. I can't imagine why I'm in the Christian hell. I'm not a Christian. It's because you didn't buy enough. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure I bought food every day. No, you didn't buy enough useless trinkets. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know how many times I can apologize for being such a horrible consumer. Is it because I think for myself? Is it because I have an IQ well in excess of 120? Is it because I have this long, beautiful hair? Is it because I have such a huge in my pants? I mean, come on. Come on! Hold on. Stop everything. I think I just figured it out. I think I figured out why our holiday season, that's supposed to be a deeply religious thing, has become the biggest consumer freakout in the history of mankind. I can't believe it has never occurred to me before. And I just had the most weird eureka moment. My brain is still wigging out about it. Oh my God, I have finally figured it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I have figured out, finally, why Christmas has become what it has become. And I'm going to tell you right now. Think of it this way. When we talk about Jesus Christ, the Christian Savior and Son of God, we often use the phrase, Jesus saves. And that's usually meant to mean that he will save your soul. And the belief in Jesus Christ and the faith in Jesus Christ is what's going to save your soul from perdition, from hell in the afterlife, so that when you die, Jesus, your belief in Jesus will save you and allow you to go to heaven. Jesus saves. That's what that means. Now, another phrase that we hear a lot around Christmas is, the more you buy, the more you save. Oh, do you think you know where I'm going with this already? Perhaps you do, if you're familiar with the transitive property. If Jesus saves, and the more you buy, the more you save, then the more you buy, the more you Jesus. That's right. The more you buy, the closer you are to Jesus Christ. Because Jesus saves, and the more you buy, the more you save. So if you are saving, and Jesus is saving, then that means you are Jesus. QED, mystery solved. And once again, you're welcome. La. That's right, you heard it here first, right here on the Dubious Goals Committee. Divinity through transitivity. That's right, you too can be deified if you only buy enough. That is the message of Christianity. It's Christmas. It is the time to buy for Jesus. The more you buy, the more you save. You will save yourself. You will go to heaven. You will sit at the right hand of God and enjoy His favors for here on after through eternity. That's right. The more you buy, the more you save. Become Jesus. Get up at 3 o'clock in the morning on Black Friday. Go to the stores. Get those doorbuster deals. The more you buy, the more you save. Jesus commands it. You know what's weird, though, now that I think about it? I've spent money. Hell, I spend money at least once a week. Why have I never felt any entheogenic effect? Why have I never felt the love of God, the love of Jesus Christ come into my heart whenever I spend money? Well, it's because I'm not buying gifts for other people. I'm only buying things for myself. That's not what Jesus is about. But then again, I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my personal savior and blah, blah, blah. So no wonder I'm not feeling it. You know, this also explains why at tent revival meetings, people are being touched by the hand of God whenever they throw money into the collection plate. The spending of money is the entheogenic drug of the masses. Hell, all these poor Christians out there, they can't afford DMT. How are they going to feel the presence of God if not through spending money? It seems to me that the various Christian denominations could get themselves even closer to God if they would just issue their own credit cards. Give people the ability to spend indiscriminately well beyond their means, and they won't just become like Jesus, they'll become Godheads themselves. Plus, these credit cards could offer a rewards program, not unlike the indulgences that the Catholic Church used to sell. You know, for every dollar spent, you get a point, and if for every point you accrue, you get one less day in purgatory, or whatever your personal belief system is. The Platinum Jesus Card. Don't be raptured without it. Now, of course, I realize that the things I have said in the last 5 or 10 minutes might offend some Christians, and I realize that Christianity is sort of the main religion here in this country. So, you know, if you're hearing this and you're a Christian and you somehow feel insulted or offended in any way, there's only one thing I can really say to you, and that is Matthew 21, 12, and 13.
Kill. 14 hours a day.
Shop as usual.
Rock and roll music leads to a destruction of the normal inhibitory mechanism of the cerebral cortex and permits easy acceptance of immorality and disregard of all moral norms.
Cue World's most joyous celebration! Coordinated jumping! They're like a string of My Little Ponies vaulting over a rainbow! Friendship is magic!
You are listening to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, I'm the chairman of the committee, and I'm also the president. The good news is we're about halfway through today's agenda. Yay! Not many more topics to get through here. So, if you're just now joining us, remember that you can always catch the first half of the agenda in the archive. But right now, I need to go get some more tea. So, you listen to this, and when we come back, I'll tell you something else I've been thinking about lately.
Yo, Anonymous Testimonial, your album rocks. Get off, Too Skinny.
The hills are alive with the sound of chicken. The hills are alive with the sound of chicken. The hills are alive with the sound of chicken. The hills are alive with the sound of chicken. The hills are alive with the sound of chicken. The hills are alive with the sound of chicken. The hills are alive with the sound of chicken.
accelerated aging of John Terry, example 2, Star Trek, the deadly years, Rog Courtois would have saved that!
My name is Tobe. You're listening to the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. Where are we at here? Oh, looks like we got some time left. What else did I need to tell you today? Oh yes, I still haven't bought any of those lamp parts I was talking about a week ago or more. Jeez, how lazy am I? And I got the list right here. Color CF lamps, sockets, cords, hardware, with a question mark, because I don't know what I'll need exactly. Other lamps, with a question mark, because I might want to buy some more lamps. And then I need 2032 batteries, AA batteries, some timers, a bookshelf, some other kind of shelf, possibly on sale, and a furnace filter, along with some other furnace parts, because I feel like hacking my furnace. In entertainment news, what movie did I watch last night? What was that called? You know, the one with all the little yellow dudes in it. That Despicable Me 2. I saw Despicable Me number 1, I don't know, some months ago. And I was glad to see part 2, or number 2. And I thought it was funny. I liked all the little yellow dudes, as usual. I don't think they got up to as much crazy stuff as they could have, but I don't really watch it for the dudes so much as I watch it for the crazy inventions, and I didn't really see any new great inventions. But the one thing that I did like about the movie, and that irritated me for a while, is the voice of the chick. You know, there's a character named Lucy Wilde, and she's Gru's love interest. And the more I watched it, the more I realized, this voice does sound familiar, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it. And that's one of my hobbies, is identifying voice talent. And so I'm sitting there watching it, and every time that character is speaking, I'm going through celebrities in my head, and I know I heard the voice before. It was real obvious to me. All of the characteristics of the voice seemed super obvious. I'm like, geez, who is this? And I couldn't come up with it. And I even, at one point in time, thought, oh my God, is this Tara Strong? And if you don't know who Tara Strong is, she's one of the biggest voice actresses on the planet. And she's not really known for anything else. So she's not like a famous celebrity who does cartoon voices on the side. This is a person who does nothing but voices, and I realized, no, it's not her, it's the wrong characteristics. And I kept thinking about it. It bothered me enough that I had to watch the whole movie just so I could watch the credits to see who it was, and it was Kristen Wiig. And then once I read that, I was like, oh, duh, I should have figured that one out. She's like the weird mystery one. Whenever she does anything and all I can hear is her voice, I can never ever peg it. So I'm just gonna have to like write a message to myself on the wall above my TV that says something like, if you can't identify the female voice, it's Kristen Wiig. Duh. She has come to my attention late. I have since learned that she was on Saturday Night Live, but since I never watched Saturday Night Live, I didn't see her until I saw a movie with, what's that guy's name? Simon Pegg, the alien movie? What's that called? Oh, Paul. Yeah, Seth Rogen is the voice of Paul, an alien, and Simon Pegg and his buddy, what the hell is that other guy's name? Nick something? I can never remember. Anyway, Kristen Wiig is in that movie with those guys, and that was the first I'd ever seen of her, and I thought, oh, this chick's pretty good. She's funny. She's playing it subtle, but is clearly, you know, able to do, you know, psychotic. And so then I saw her in something else. It was one of those Bridesmaids movies. There's a couple of movies that all came out at the same time that were all about bridesmaids, and she was in one of them, and I think that one might have actually been called Bridesmaids, or I might be confusing that with the one that was Kirsten Dunst. What the hell was that one called? I don't know. But I saw the Bridesmaid movie one. I thought, oh, she's pretty good in that, too. And that's how I got familiar, you know, with her voice. And that, now I'm just sort of thinking, how did I not pick up on that earlier? How did I not figure out that was Kristen Wiig doing the voice of Lucy Wilde? You know, huh. Jesus, sometimes I can be so stupid. Something else very bizarre has occurred to me, and this is a very interesting statistic. I don't think I've seen a marmot in a week. That's pretty unusual because, you know, I usually can't even go a day without seeing a marmot. But I realize it is getting cooler. The seasons are changing. But still, although I didn't really go out today or yesterday to go look for any marmots, so it shouldn't be surprising that I didn't see any. But, you know, I haven't even seen any driving around. And usually I can't go anywhere without driving by some green area and there's a marmot eating grass out in the middle of nowhere. And I see that all the time, but I haven't in a week. That's really bizarre. I'm going to have to spend some time tomorrow specifically looking for marmots. And I'm not going to come home until I actually see one. It'll be a very important marmotti day. Oh boy, look at the time here, kids. Looks like we're getting close to 2000 hours UTC. And that means my time is up. Who am I, you ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, the daily meeting of which you have been listening to for the last 30 minutes. I'm right here on and on radio every day at 1930. So, tune in tomorrow and see what's up. In the meantime, I'll see you later. Bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Ooh.